We appreciate the study, Brother Wayne. We'll now have the question-answer time frame. If you have the questions, please stand up and please speak clearly into the microphone so we can make sure those questions can
and
be heard.
If you want me to hear it, you better say it loud because this old preacher can't hear very well.
Questions, comments? Brother Blaylock?
Appreciate your lesson very much, Wayne. I thought it was right on. It's kind of right along what we were talking about. I write articles all the time on Facebook and the newspapers and what have you. This lady said, to learn from heretics, no thanks. I learned from the Holy Fathers of the true Church of Christ and successors of the Holy Apostles. Everything else is nothing. And I wrote her back and I said, the true churches of Christ do not have Holy Fathers. Matthew 23 and 9 and Ephesians 4 verse 6. I said, there's just one Holy Father. But I get that prayer on a regular basis. And of course, they consider their holy fathers, as she calls them, as successors, really, to the apostles' authority, apparently. But it's just kind of about what you were talking about, evidently. Just a comment.
Thank you.
Richard Bunner.
I enjoyed it, Wayne. You know, I heard you probably, I think the first time about, I was sitting here about 48 years ago, and I told someone before you spoke this evening, I said, even in his waning years, he's going to knock it out of the park tonight. and you do. You are a wordsmith. You say things well. We understand it. And I'm glad that some of these young men have the opportunity to hear you preach. So very good.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard. I knew I wasn't preaching anything new to the people of this assembly. It's something that you've heard all of your life, but you need to hear it again and again because sometimes we kind of forget it.
Yeah. Skyler Walker.
I echo those thoughts. It was a great lesson. I just had a question concerning authority. From what I can tell from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, around about verse 27 or 28, it talks about the process of Christ putting down all authority at the end of this life and then essentially returning all power back to the Father.
Right.
If that's correct, does that have any effect on the law of Christ? Is there a law of Christ that we are under after this life is over?
I don't think so. I think that his law will have accomplished its purpose. You know, he said, then comes the end. That's the end of all things. That's the end of the world. It's the end of the gospel age. And so then he gives the authority back to the Father, you know. The Father is the one that gave it to him. Now he returns that authority back to the Father and bows to him. It's a wonderful thing for me to think about this ascendancy of authority, that God is at the top, you know. And then he delegates to Jesus. And Jesus delegates really a limited authority to the apostles. And then they, of course, wrote it down for us.
Yeah. Other comments? Questions? Brother Greg?
Thank you, Wayne. Masterful. We were talking earlier about an event that happened in my life 57 years ago and in Missouri, where I worshiped with my parents, they built a new building and it had a baptistry, and we had a meeting with this young fellow named Wayne Fussell. And on May 11th, according to your records, a young lady named Jerry Triplett and I were baptized. And I remember that night because I'd made up my mind to be baptized, and I went to Jerry, who was about a year or so older than me, I think, and I said to her, "I'm going to be baptized tonight. Do you want to too?" And she said, "Yes." So when the invitation song came, I remember getting up from where I was seated, and it couldn't have been too far from the front because I never got to sit behind my parents. I never could behave enough to do that. And I remember walking to the front to take your hand. I could not stop singing. I don't know why I remember that, but I just kept singing, and we had the baptism. And I remember after it was my turn, ladies first, of course, after it was my turn, you said to me, "You're a Christian now." And that was just a wonderful moment in my life. And so Wayne got out his book of where he's held meetings and where he's preached, and he has the page where my name is there of my birth date in Christ. And I said that Jerry and I are twins. And nobody would know that outside the church.
Yeah.
But you have always been an important part of my life. And I look fondly upon that moment that I made the decision to obey the gospel, as I know we all do. And I'm thankful to be able to remember it and to be able to see you and to talk about that. But thank you for your help in my life.
Thank you for saying so. I've bragged about that fact through all of these years. I've watched Greg grow as a Christian, as a mighty preacher of the gospel, and I've always been proud to say, "I baptized him." I told it wrong. I told that I baptized him when he was 11, and we corrected that today. He was 12. but we spoke up at Sulphur several years ago, and he and I were on the same night, and I had in my mind that I was going to brag that I'd baptized him. Well, he spoke before me, and he told it, you know, so he stole my thunder.
Other questions, comments? Well, did I see a hand back there? Okay. No. Brother Wayne, any concluding comments that you have about the subject?
No, I'm just honored that you've asked. And of course, this subject has been very special to me for many years. And I reworked this whole thing, you know, for this study. And it's really, it's been good for me to restudy God's standard of authority.
Well, I really appreciate that. Brother Allen, you have a comment there. I wasn't trying to leave anybody out.
God bless you, Wayne. That was wonderful. I was thinking back, Richard mentioned the first time he heard you speak. I don't know when the first time I heard you speak was. It had to be back in the 60s, but the study presentation that I heard, that I remember, first recollect you speaking on, I think it would be important to mention it, because in this study, we have so many of our black brethren here whom we appreciate so much, and I heard you fearlessly stand forth against racism in the church. Must have been 40 some odd years ago before anybody had said anything much about it.
Yeah.
And I still have that sermon, and I've used part of it myself.
Well, I'll say, that's interesting. I'm glad to hear you say that. I was raised in Oklahoma, and in the little old town where I was raised, there was not a single black person, you know. But I always felt that the principles of Christianity would take care of that matter, you know. Well, I had a rude awakening when I moved to the South, you know. But I'm thankful to see the change that is taking place in our brotherhood. And there's so many fine men like Art and Bobby and others that preach the word. And they don't take a back seat to anybody.
We appreciate Wayne agreeing to speak on this lesson of authority today. I just have to say he did an outstanding job not only talking about it, but from my time living in Shreveport and even since then, he's done an even better job of living about it. And not just the topic of racism, but many, many things that we study on and talk about. We appreciate the study and the example, definitely. This concludes, if there's not any other questions or comments. Oh, Peter, I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand over there.
Thank you very much. And I'm running the Chinese language and English. I'm struggling. But it seemed to me I'm really, feel really encouraged. And also, I hear this, it's the third day study for me. Actually, it's my first time to join this study conference for me. I have a question about the authority. Authority of the cup, right? That the Lord's Supper this afternoon. Actually, when I was in Brother Lander's dinner before dinner, I make a call to my Bible teacher. He's from Florida, yeah. It's Church of Christ. So I hear this afternoon study, and I think the brother said it's one cup, right? And then I asked my Bible teacher, I think, how about since I'm studying that this small, relatively small congregation, that for me, I just find this is the third one in the last 4 months, yeah, for me, yeah. It's I was surprised, first time I went to the Woody Parkway congregation, they use just one cup. And then today I asked my Bible teacher, yeah, I think Brother Wilson Copeland from Temple, Florida, yeah. I said, is that most important, really important, use one cup?
Yeah.
He said to me, yeah, he's my Bible teacher. I'm also started the translation for him for the group study in China. We have a Monday, Friday morning study on Zoom. So he said to me, I think he's my teacher, major Bible teacher. He baptized me last year in his house in Tampa, Florida, in Lakeland, in his swimming pool. And he said, well, it's not that important.
Well,
so for this question, I think then I come to now, I think basically I've already studied very clearly. This is first time for me to study like very clearly. I have the focus on the, I think just before you sir, cup and the cups, right? Yeah. People just add only. So how to, I think tomorrow we will have a study with Mr. Wilson Copeland. I think this is kind of how I ask back again. So why one cup is not that important?
I'm so hard of hearing. I'm not understanding. But maybe you can.
Do you understand me?
I was going to say, if Peter, if you don't mind, if we can, Brother Greg talked about the one cup and the importance of it.
Yeah.
And the authority, and that's, I think that's the same authority.
Yeah. Yeah.
Issues. So can we actually talk about that
later,
right after we dismiss, because we could go into more detail on it.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I would say my Bible teacher said that you come back to the Bible. Yeah.
Right.
To
the Bible. The pattern is the yeah. pattern is the scriptures of God.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Appreciate.
Yes, thank
okay.
you. Okay. What the thing that I just wanted to say in closing comments are, you know, the sessions we've had today have really covered a number of important topics, and of course the basic topics that we think are so basic are topics still of very, very high levels of interest, because we still are dealing with the fact that culture, society, all of those things have downplayed, as Brother Wayne has so eloquently brought out, the authority of God. And it's really, really important that we remember things like the hope of our salvation, and we remember things like the cup of the Lord, and we remember to talk about and study those things, and especially the authority of God. And so we appreciate everyone being here. We encourage everybody not only to remember tomorrow that we will have the morning service on individual growth priorities, and we'll also have a discussion on the ascension of Christ. And we encourage everyone in the times after services and the breaks and even the time before services to definitely feel free to ask and discuss these topics. We're not just trying to say we can only talk about them in the service here or in the discussions, but let's talk about them as long as we can talk about God's Word. And I think that'll serve us well always to seek those things that are above and set our affections on things above.